בעצם בעצם זה פטור. If your masir if it's zero by noslo is malok it's a seiman it's 35 so then it's a different thing. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara talk about a case where it was mazik on the way down? So Tosis, which is printed on the Yom Aleph, Tosis deals with that. And Tosis says, "Hanubar lechayr nira the marik shehizik kaisel v'ilam b'shas nefilo gufa, v'afilo hachi medami leilabar, etc." I'm not going to read the whole Tosis inside. I assume you all do. But Tosis, at the end of the Tosis, says, "Lechayr should be a davar pasha. If I have a kaisel v'ilan." And it's mazik on the way down. Now, obviously, in a regular case, I'm potter. It doesn't matter which mazik it is. So we have to be talking that you warned me. Bezna warned me. And I didn't remove my kaisel v'ilan. And then the kaisel v'ilan, it falls, and it's mazik, b'hadi da'ozli kamasi. On the way down, it's mazik. Which mazik is that? Which mazik is that? If on the way down, it's mazik. So Tosis says, it's a Pashto Svara, it falls on something, it's Mazik, the Pashto Svara is. If you're shy to speak up, I don't mind, but if you're not thinking, that's, you know, not even first base yet. Fine, okay? Kaisel v'ilan falls down, on the way down it's Mazik. Which Mazik is it? It's Eish. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says the Mazik of Eish. And I, the Gemara, says Bar. So Tosis says, if it's Mazik on the way down, it's Eish. If it's Mazik after it lands, it's Bar. So the Gemara chapped on Bar, put a chapped on Eish. You know, in one case it's Eish, in one case it's Bar. The Chayr, what Tosis says is Pashut. The Rosh is argues with Tosis. The Rosh says, if Bahadi Da'azli Kamaski, it's Bar. If on the way down it's Mazik, it's Bar. Now you have to understand what this means. This is a tremendous Kiddush. That means that if they warn you, you have a tree or a wall that's going to fall, and they give you a warning, and Bezin gives you time to knock it down, and you don't knock it down, and then the tree falls down and it crushes someone's car, what's it in? What's it in? Bezda warned me. The time is up. And it falls down and it crushes someone's car. So if it's Bar, your potter, Bar is potter on Kalim. If it's Eish, you're chayim. It's Machlaikis, Tosis and the Rosh. What? Oh, good. Good. So Tosis holds that it's Eish, and the Rosh holds that it's Bar. Now, what's the Machlaikis? Which is Apiswara, obviously. Apiswara, you would say, it's Eish. So what's the Tam of the Rosh? Why does the Rosh say it's Bar? So the Rosh says why. The Rosh says, Eish is always Kayach Acham Urba. Eish always travels because of whatever makes it travel around. So yeah. Eish is Kayach Acham Urba. He says, Bar is not Kayach Acham Urabai. This case is a case of Ein Kayach Acham Urabai. I put up a wall, I put up a tree. It just fell. It just fell, it got old and it fell. Zabdarash, when it's Ein Kayach Acham Urabai, that's the crucial characteristic, and that defines this as Bar and not as Eish.
Kayach Acham Urabai,
that's
something else compared to Maisa when it didn't?
The movement was caused by something else.
It was caused by something else? You just said it's not my mice. I had nothing to do with it.
No, it means that there was a second kayak because the Rach Matsuya is Kayak Acham Urabai.
Gravity is not
Kayak
Acham.
What?
Gravity is not Kayak Acham.
Gravity, either we could phrase it, gravity is not Kayak Acham, or we could say that it's not gravity that made the tree fall. The tree's been standing for 50 years. So what made it fall? It got old, so it fell. I mean, eventually, obviously, not for gravity, it would fly. But gravity, there's nothing unusual that happened here. It's,
Rach
Matsuya, by Eish, that's regular Eish, is Rambam Tzuyah.
That's not something unusual.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be something unusual. I'm just saying the gravity, I don't mean every usual kayak. Gravity, in a typical case, we treat gravity. Right? We said when you throw something, you throw it this way, it's your kayak. I gravity contributed, but the gravity is not called kayak. When it's straight up and it comes straight down, then it's different. Alright. When it's pure gravity, it seems not to be called kayak. Okay, anyway, this is why the Rosh doesn't agree with Tysus. Why doesn't Tysus agree with the Rosh? Why doesn't Tysus agree with the Rosh? The Rosh says it's bar. What's wrong with saying it's bar?
The Mishnah says that it's an absolute.
It's because a bar is not a haylacha mazik, a darkei laylacha laazik. Here, the bar is traveling. Have you ever a traveling bar? Very strange thing. The Meplegi, the stipler, Simon Dalit. When we learned the Mishnah, and we learned the words, that bar is a darkei laylacha laazik. Eish is darkei laylacha laazik. I mentioned to you that the stipler in Siman Dalet declares if this is a crucial characteristic, the haylacha laazik, is it a defining characteristic or not? Right? The stipler had a case where someone makes a fire in a bar. Digs a hole in the street, he puts a fire into the hole. That fire can only be mazik, ain't darkei laylacha laazik, it doesn't travel. The fire is in a hole in the ground. When someone walking by falls in and gets hurt by the fire, so the stipler declared if that fire is eish, well bar. You can have a fire which is bar. If you hold ain't darkei laylacha laazik is a crucial defining characteristic of bar, and darkei laylacha laazik and traveling is a crucial defining characteristic of Eish, the stipler said that if I put a fire into the bar and someone falls into it, that fire would be a bar. It would be Patar Kevel. The stipler who cleared that Shaila says that that's the machlaikis here between Tysus and the Rosh. The Rosh holds that movement or lack of movement is not a defining characteristic. He says Kayachacha Moravai is the defining characteristic of Eish and bar. And Tysus holds that movement is the crucial characteristic. And since this is moving, it's Eish, can't be Bar. Bar has to be Ein Darkei Laylacha Laazik. Those are the words of the Stein. The Nachmas David disagrees with this Hanacha. The Nachmas David, like all of us, says, what do you mean? Bar has to be Ein Darkei Laylacha Laazik. Bar must be Ein Darkei Laylacha Laazik. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say it's a characteristic. So what's shot in the Rosh? How could the Rosh say it's Bar? It's moving. So the Nachmas David says, maybe this is what you're saying, that when you put up a tree, when you put up a wall, that's Mekayma. That's not called movement. Movement is out of its marker. When it falls down right where it is, that's Mekayimai. And it's not Shayach. When it falls down where it is, that's not called Haylach Umaz. It's not Haylach anywhere. Every tree or every wall has its marker where if it falls without anything knocking in it, that's where it's going to fall. And that is Mekayimai. That's not Haylach Umaz. Now the Nachmas David, obviously, the stipler brings the Nachmas David. Obviously, it's a little bit of a daichik. But why it's a daichik?
It's very differently. The shor is going to do damage. It's walking to do damage. Its goal is to do. It's
dark and left lahazik. The goal, kavanas lahazik, is we're not talking.
That's not kavanas lahazik. It walks around and does hezik. It's walking to do the hezik. My shaking and the kosel is not go. That is how it's doing the hezik. It's falling.
If you would be looking at an old building that's falling apart, and I would ask you, is that building darkei laylacha laazik?
Oh, Oh, no, you said. It's not walking around the corner to the hezek.
Has to walk around the corner to be darkened.
It's not going to darken lelech l'hazek. It's not going to do the hezek. It's darkened lelech l'hazek.
Okay. I suppose that's what the Nachos Dovid is saying. That lelech l'hazek implies some significant. I don't know. It's not the part. It's not significant moving. The building could be 100 stories high and it can fall many blocks around. The point is that it has its own. It's limited by its own metzias to a certain area. And like you say, an animal could travel all over the place. A building, you know, a tree is limited to its own area, and whatever its own area is, for the moment you put it up, that's its marking.
And
I have nice kinim asai. Baruch mitzuya.
Baruch mitzuya could get to travel this far.
Yeah, how do you answer that, David? He's saying a Baruch mitzuya also. And this kinim asai, Baruch gaga, you can only travel a certain amount, Baruch mitzuya. We're calling that darkei leilach
l'hazik. Because again, it's what is going to do the damage.
But it can't go anywhere. It can only go in a certain zone around the building. How far could it run?
I'm saying that darkei leilach l'hazik doesn't mean that because when it's falling, it's already doing the hazik anyway.
What's the difference if it falls baruch mitzuya or it falls because it's getting old and it falls?
Baruch mitzuya and
so you come with the time of Lekoyma, it's Lekoyma.
Well, the Vorei Nachas Dovid is, it's not called going. It's in its own place. Vayis Reish Nachas Dovid defined its own place. I mean, the din is the definition. He defined its own place as a place that it could go without any kayach afer. That's what he defines as its own place.
It's, so any age.
I think, what?
Not that any age.
But Eish, that removes a Baruch Mitzuya, is still Eish, so that's
right.
That's Eish.
Why?
Because Kaychach Morabai is good by Eish. So it's not called its own Malkim, it's Haylach Umazik.
It's the Baruch Mitzuya.
What?
It's
so the Vardu Bachas Tov, it can't be that it's limited. If the Vardu is just that it's limited, it can't be. So it must be, I mean, theoretically, an animal is also limited. An animal can walk 10 miles a day, so that's it's limited to 10 miles a day. The Vardu is not that it's limited, the Vardu is that it's going outside of its makim, and whatever wherever it is, without movement, without kayach afer, that's its makim. That's how Nachas Dovid is teaching, which to me sounds like stretching it. Pashtus ein darkei leilach l'hazik means it doesn't move at all. A kabbalah of Nachas Dovid is not so nicha.
What's the difference between a brick that's in the building or a brick that's on top of the building?
It's exactly the same if it's on top or on the building. But on the building, I was going to say, is when it falls Baruch Mitzuya, it won't normally fall. The only difference the brick in the building is that it's falling because it got old, and not because of Baruch Mitzuya. You're right, on top of the building would be exactly the same. That's for sure. So we could say Baruch Mitzuya is Kayach HaMor Rabai. So that's the crucial thing. Kayach HaMor Rabai makes it into Eish, and then Kayach HaMor Rabai makes it into bar, which is what the Rosh says. It comes out, the bar is moving. So it's like the stipler, the Rosh says, I don't care if the bar is moving. The stipler is very good. The stipler says the crucial characteristic is Kayach HaMor Rabai, who cares if it's moving? That's fine. Nachas Dovid disagrees with that. Nachas Dovid says the movement is not the characteristic. It's not an issue of movement. That's not the Machlokes Taisus in the Rosh. Machlokes Taisus in the Rosh has had to deal with Kayach HaMor Rabai. And certainly the easier Mashkaf Rishayna, the more pushed away is to learn like the Stipler, that they're arguing if something could be bar if it's moving. That would be the simpler mahalach and how to learn. Now, the Rosh has a shayla, the Tshuvas HaRosh, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Rosh in the back. The Tshuvas HaRosh is a case where someone who lived on the ground floor of a building piled in wheat as a storage in the storage room on the ground floor of the building. And the fact that the wheat was there, I guess because of the moisture of the wheat, it was makalkal the walls. And the neighbors warned him that the walls are becoming ruined because of the wheat. And he ignored it. And the building fell down. So the people who lived upstairs were tevei at him for ruining their wall, for being mazik their wall. So the Rosh Paskin had a Paskin. How would you Paskin? How would you Paskin? So the Rosh said, if it's nicker, if it was nicker that the wall, that this is causing damage to the wall, so then you're, then you're chayiv, then it's kesel v'ilan shehisrubai. Because hisrubai, the same as hisrubai, you know, they didn't want him, and it was nicker. So he said that you're chayiv to pay. So we mentioned yesterday the Teres Chaim that said that when it says hisrubai needs bezdin, hisrubai needs bezdin. I hear there was no bezdin. So the Teres Chaim said that if it's nicker, it's just as good as bezdin. So if you look in the Teres Chaim, I think he brings this Tshuvas HaRosh as a raya. Very glad that it's a raya, that's why it's chayiv, because anytime it's nicker, you're not an einus, and mamele a chayiv. Very, very simple. What?
Which mazik is he in this case?
The chayiv is machlokes tesis in the Rosh. It's Bahadid Azbek Hamaski. Well, no, on the karka, everyone's chayiv. On karka, it should also be in this mind from Shor, Shavalei Adam, from Rebbe like Kalim. What about karka? The football of karka. I don't know. Usually, if bar is not mazik, that's the football of karka. Yeah. It's not interesting. But the Rosh was machayiv. The Rosh holds that it's bar. The Rosh was machayiv. What? Oh, so we see in a minute. The the Nesivis in Simen Shin Zayin Sivkot and Gimel. Learns that. He is the kasha. The ayah didn't have asros bezdin. Why was the Rosh machayev in this tshuva? Ayah, there was no asros bezdin. So he answers that the chitim case is different. The case of the chitim, the kilkul starts as soon as he put the chitim there. It's not like a good wall. You put up a good wall. I don't know why some walls last 50 years, some last 100 years, some walls last 10 years. I don't know what's the cause. You put up a good wall. Right now, it's a good wall. It's not hoilach u'miskalkel. When you put chitin in a wall, in a room, against the wall, you pile it up, that kilkel begins right away. So the nesivis, you know why the Rosh said yechayim? Because when you put the chitin in, you're ruining the wall as soon as you put in the chitin. And that's why it's chayim. That's a shtet nesivis. But he doesn't care if it's noticeable. The Sita says it doesn't matter. Yeah, noticeable, not noticeable. When do you need a warning? When you're in Ein Nisgam, or when you put up a perfectly good wall? And later, things happen. But right away, when you put up the wall, there's something wrong with it. That's not Ein Nisgam. That's not Kesel Dimon Shanaf. When you put it up, there's already a problem. Well, in this case, when you put the chitim in, there's already a problem. So then
when you put up the wall, it was fine.
What?
When you put up the wall, it was fine.
When you put in the chitim, the Maisa Ha'odom, he has to have a Taina Leinus. I want him to chayiv you for putting in the chitim. The Taina Leinus. The walls get ruined from it. The walls don't always get ruined from it. So he says, no.
Other than Mazik?
So the question is, which Mazik does the Nesivis mean? How do you understand? Which Mazik does he mean? He's saying, when you put in the chitim, it's right away, it's immediate. So the Chazon Ish says he means Adam HaMazik with Garmi.
Why is it
different
than a fire? My Maisa made the fire, but
it's
still growing on the
wheat. So is it a Kayach Acher? Here, I'm putting something against the Chitim. I'm putting something against the wall. And that wall is causing that thing I'm putting on the wall is causing damage. If I bang with a hammer, it will be Adam. Here I'm putting something, it's Goyim. Because Elisha understands that it's Goyim.
You what?
You're right. There's no difference if I bang with a hammer, I bang with wheat. The only difference is that one, it's my mice when I bang it, it falls. And one, I put it there, and then slowly it eats away at the wall, and then it ruins it. So that's a grammar, but it's a garmi. It's viadayim, and it's bari hazeka. So therefore, it's garmi, and it's chayiv. That's what Chazal Nish says. The Stipler writes about the Chazal Nish that he's arguing with the Shach. The Shach says it's esh. So just to recap this Chuvah Sarash, we have three ways to understand the Rush. Teres Chaim learned Pashut. It's a regular case of curse of the Ilan. Shehisru Bai, here they warned him and it was Nicker. It's a regular case of curse of the Ilan Shanavlu. And it's Chaim. The Nesivis understood, no, it's not a regular case of curse of the Ilan Shanavlu. It's a person putting something against the wall that damages it. So the Shach understands it's Eish, and the Chazinish understands that it's Adam Bigarmi. This is the klal that's all finished in Zayin and Shulchan Aruch. Interesting shaila in the Pesach Chayshin is done. If you put something on a shelf, you go, whatever it is, you put something, it has to be something heavy for the case, but you go in and you put a safer down, let's say, on the shelf. And it stays on the shelf for 15, 20 minutes, for half an hour. And after half an hour, it falls down. And there was no rule out. I don't know why you put things down, sometimes after a while they fall down. Anybody have any idea? I don't know what the physics of it is. But you put something down. That's the case. The Meister Shahaya, actually the case was on there was a ladder. And someone put something on one of the steps of the ladder. He put something down. He walked away. And it stayed there, I think it says, for 20 minutes or 25 minutes. And then it fell. And it fell onto a menorah that was underneath. And it broke the menorah. That was the Meister Shahaya Kachaya. So the Shaila was, had to be done. Had to be done in this case. So this Shaila is in the Pesach Chayshin. I think it's Perek Ches, footnote Nun Zayin. The paragraph begins B'Shailas V'Tshuvas. So the Menorah was there first. Yeah, the Menorah was there, and he put it on the shelf, and then it fell down. So what should be the din? What should be the din?
Does it make a difference if you put it in the place where it belongs?
Well,
it wasn't. I mean, it's not like the wheat.
Is there any difference if it belongs or it doesn't belong? It's a difference. I'm not allowed to put things in a way that it falls on a menorah. No, I'm allowed to put things in a way that it doesn't fall on a menorah. It can't be tevemi because I put it in an unusual place. The tefiyah is because it fell.
Wind blew it down?
There's no wind.
Did he know it was bad?
Obviously not. No, he didn't know that's going to fall. Seasonitis. Seasonitis is similar to the case of Kasalima. What do you say? Similar to the case of Kasalima Shanaflu. So what should be the din if it's similar to Kasalima Shanaflu? They put it on a shelf. Nobody warned him. So it should be the din. What? So it should be Tali. And whether it's Bar or Eish. According to Tosis, it's Eish. Bahadi the Azli Kamaski. Fell and it broke the Menorah. So Bahadi the Azli Kamaski, as it fell and broke the Menorah, if you hold like Tosis, it's Eish. Shechayim. If you hold like the Rosh, it's Bar, you're Potter. And that's the Halach is like the Rosh. See, from this Tshuva that the Ik is like the Rosh. So therefore, your potter, it's bar.
Why, it's consider it a bar from the time that he put it onto the ladder, then the menorah was within the bar. Agabah fell on, so it wasn't mazik from moving, really. It was mazik was in that area, no?
So therefore what?
So it wouldn't change that you should still be chayiv even if you're in bar?
No, your potter is potter, okay. you putter, you buy, if you hold it's bar, you putter no matter what. Bar is putter and kelim. So this l'chayr is the pashut way to be done. No? Assuming he's not a pesheya, a normal person would put things down there. Then, what? He's an oinus. So he's an oinus. Oh, you mean it's without a warning, even if it's aish, it should be potter. I'm sorry. Chayri, even if it's aish, it should be potter. You're right, I'm sorry. It's a Rosh Hashanah Mitzuryah. Lachinami. So why does he chap on that it's potter? I guess he's saying Lufianis. You're right, if it's aish, it should also be potter. Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's the issue. What? If it's Matsu, it's Peshe. Yeah.
So it's bar,
what?
If he's Peshe, then it's bar, it's
Bolivata. If he's Peshe,
then it's bar, it's Bolivata.
If he's bar, it's Patan Kemo. Yeah, it doesn't sound, it sounds like he's being done. That's Kosovo in Lashonafo, and it's Patan. So they print in the Pische Chayshin, he brings a letter from the Stipler, wrote a letter about this Shiloh. And the Stipler tainted that that's Odom with Garmi. Similar to the way the Chazon Ish learned the Tshuva Sarash. That's Odom and it's Garmi. When you put something on a shelf and later it falls on something, that's a mazik of Odom. Ah, he didn't do it mamish. He put it somewhere where it's going to fall. So that's Garmi. So I'm not clear exactly what the Gedarim are. What comes out from this is that it needs Vaita, a little bit of Hesper. But you really seem to have a problem with Garmi of Adam. What's called Adam Garmi and what's not? I mean, according to him, when I build a wall, why is that not Garmi? What's if it falls 15 minutes later or 15 years later? So the way I understand what he's saying is, when you build a wall, the things that cause it to fall are things that happen later. You build a wall, you build a perfectly good wall, it can stand 100 years. The weather affects the wall, or people parking who bang their car into the wall affect the wall, or animals banging. Eventually, the wall gets weak. They're all things that happen later. So that's not Garmi of the person who built the wall. You put something on a shelf, and it falls down later. I suppose the Stipler understands nothing new happened later. Nothing new happened. You put it in a place where it's going to slip over 20 minutes and it's going to fall. So Stipler holds that's Adam and Garmi. The Stipler is saying that Kosel, the Inland Shanaflu have to be situations that were not Aymed Lekach when you put it down. If it's Aymed Lekach when you put it down, Adam would La'ilam, you don't have the Ptor of the Sugya, of the Sugya of Aynes. Our Sugya is the Sugya of Aynes by Mammon. You don't have this Ptor. And so the staff was being metallic between these two cases. This is chiddush number 4 of the sugya. So we had the 4 chiddushim, 4 lasui emais. This is the 4th one. What I wanted to do now is learn this Rav Shach that I mentioned yesterday at the end of Shir. The Rav Shach is the yisoidistik for the rules of bar. It goes on our Gemara. I mentioned it yesterday starting from our Gemara. I'd like to do is learn with you Rav Shach. Rav Shach brings that this is a Rav Chaim. He says the whole thing. And he says that this is it's a Rav Chaim that says this whole Shtuk HaTorah. I think it's printed in one of the journals. This Rav Chaim. But Rav Shach is masber certain dinim in the kudus of bar, and then he plugs it into our the Rambam and our sugya, which yesterday I started from the Rambam, which is a little complicated. I'd like to try to do it a little more simply today. And Shach seems to see, sometimes you see a Shtikul Torah in an Achra and you don't know if it has anything to do with Halacha L'maisa or not. It's very hard to know. But this seems to be the Mahalach Lehalacha, at least of the Rambam and probably the Ramban. And as you're going to see, it has tremendous tremendous ramifications. Now, before we start, I just have to tell you a klal of the sugya in the beginning of Haminiyachas Hakat. Some rules for bar. Okay, Dekadine bar are not these two parakim. All the rules are going to have a derech agah, but the rules you have to know. All right, you're walking in the street, carrying a bottle of soda. And a person falls, and the bottle of soda falls out of his hand and it breaks on the floor. Okay, now first of all, if that bottle of soda breaks something, if it falls on something and breaks it, are you chayiv? What's it in? Right, if it breaks something, I'm a chayiv. Huh? What do you say? Yeah, the car should say that. What? Well, even if what belonged was on the floor belonged there, we passed it like was it Ula? That Niskala Peshayahu. And a person who falls is not considered Peshia, it's not considered as faulty falls. And even though other mudla, you know, if a person falls and the thing falls down, it breaks something, you're potter. Now, that's not the Ikar Nida. The Ikar Nida is, what about the pieces of glass now that are on the floor? What about the pieces of glass? What do you do if you drop a glass in the street? What do you do? Yeah, do your civic duty. Drop glass in the middle of the street by mistake. And you quickly mafker it. Why you mafker it? What? Because they're not chayiv. It's very true. See, if you're alarmed, then you save money. You know what to do. The Gemara says the following klal, which is a Gemara klal. We're going to talk about how to use it. But the Gemara's klal is that if you have a bar that falls to the filas ayis, okay, bar the filas ayis, the bar falls and you're an ayis on it. So if you're in the room, you pop it. Someone gets hurt later, that's one p'tor. What's the other p'tor? Let's see, not after it. If you didn't have time to clean it up, Gemara says, there's no time to clean it up. You're also talking. So you're only trying if you were not after it and you had time to clean it up. Okay? The reason I'm writing this down is because this is very simple. It's going to get, the whole issue is going to become more complicated. But this that I put on the board is simple Gemara. That if you have a barb and the filas oinis, it's the filas pesheya. If you're a pesheya, dig a bar, it doesn't have to be an afkir. If you're a pesheya and you throw out your glass in the street, being mafkir doesn't help. It doesn't matter if you have time to clean it up. But after the filas oinis, you have these two peturim, either of karinu, or loy hayolai p'nai l'salgai. If obviously you're not mafkir it, and you did have time to clean it up, so then you're chayiv.
But from mafkir, I'm chayiv for misa. No?
What?
From mafkir, then I'm chayiv for killing, no?
Killing? Who'd you kill?
If someone dies on it. For mafkir, then I'm chayiv for someone to falls on him.
And you're not chayiv for killing no matter what. If you take a bar, and someone dies, what do you mean?
So I thought it's only potter because it's your bar, but if you're mafkir, then what happens if someone dies in it?
If you're mafkarid, then you're totally absolved from it. You're no zero responsibility. If something comes into the Shisrab Ba'inis and you're mafkarid, you're zero responsibility for it. You're just as responsible as the next guy. Which is a chiddush, certainly a chiddush, but the Torah wasn't a chayiv. It was only a chayiv on a minor shehizik, or on a person that digs a bar, bibshia, or the das. Okay, now. Let's see, the Shemayim, is it the right thing to do to be mafkarit? I don't know. What do you think? Let's see, the Shemayim.
You
should clean up anything you find in the street. You should clean up anything you find in the street. I'm talking now about special mishpat. Should just clean it up. I imagine that a good person who breaks glass in the street and he cleans it up. I imagine I would do it. I don't know. Maybe if no one's looking there. I don't know. Now that we have this klal, and without this klal, you can't go anywhere. We learn a Rambam, and Rav Shach. This Rav Shach is in this game. Amin. You compare your gimel halacha your tes. So he brings the following case, which is also based on a sugya in Hameniach. This is the Lashon. This is a Rambam. Rambam says, "Kedarim v'zagadim shayu mahalchin zechazeh." People were traveling in the street, and let's say you have three people, one after the other. They're all carrying glasses, or all carrying pots. And the first one falls, and then the second one falls into the first one, then the third one falls into the second one, and they have a mess. Everybody's pots got moved. People got hurt. So the question is, what's the halacha? So the Rambam says, we know niskal is la pesheya, for falling a person achay. The Rambam says, if hayo lehem la'avayt, the first person fell, he had enough time to stand up, he didn't stand up right away. So the Rishon is chayiv b'niskei sheni, he should have stood up. So the Rishon is chayiv b'niskei sheni, sai if the person's guf got hurt, sai if the things he was carrying got damaged. The first one's chayiv b'niskei sheni. The Shani, if he had enough time to get up. So he's chayiv in the niske guf of the Shani. But if his masa, if his kedarim, we're talking about, if the second person's pots broke and people got hurt on his pots, the second person is part. Okay, again. The first person, he's chayiv, if he had enough time to get up, and it means obviously he had enough time to clean it up as well. The first person is chayiv, say if his body does damage to the second person, say if his kelim do damage to the second person. The third person, who crashed into the second, and we all picture this with cars, right? If the third person crashed into the second, so whatever, he got hurt with the goof of the second person should have stood up. So the second person is chayiv for hurting the third person. But if the second person's kelim fell, if the third person got hurt in the kelim of the second person is chayiv. Okay? So what is the Rambam teaching us? We divide it into two things. The person's supposed to stand up. If you fall, halacha is you don't lie there and moan and groan in the street. If you fall in the street, chalila, you're supposed to get up right away. You just lay there, then if somebody else gets hurt, you're chayiv. That's true, side the first person, side the second person, side the third person, no difference. So that part is not much to talk about. If your kelim got were left in the street, and you had time to clean it up. So we're saying now that the first person, if his kelim do damage, he's chayiv. But time to clean it up. The second person, if his kelim had time to do damage, he's potter. Why should the second person be different than the first person? Obviously, we're talking loy hefkiran, because if you're mafkir it, you're potter. And obviously we're talking that there was enough time to clean it up, otherwise you're potter, right? These two conditions. Why, when you have these two conditions are missing, the person's chayiv, why is the first person chayiv and not the second person? That's what Rav Shach wants to figure out in the Rambam. What? Avar's potter kelim. I mean on the things his kelim damages. His kelim do damage to the next person that's walking. So you follow? The first person stumbled and fell, he's chayiv, like it says in the book. right? It wasn't after it. He had time to clean it up. He's fine. The second person stumbled and fell, and he dropped his kalim. He had time to clean it up, and he wasn't after it. He's potter. Why is he potter? Elamai. Why is he potter? Why is he potter? Elamai. What? He didn't dig the bar. Who dug the bar? First person. That's the lashon that Rashach uses. Rashach says, who threw the second person's kalim on the floor? The first person. Not the second person. Since the first person threw the second person's kalim on the floor, the second person is potter. Now, is that true? That contradicts what? What? Yeah, it seems to contradict what we're saying. We're saying, and I said, and I mentioned to you before, that if somebody else throws my kalim into the street, I have to clean it up. I'm a mafkir. I don't want to be mafkir. I have to clean it up. I'm responsible. I have time to clean it up. So Toshach, this Rambam obviously doesn't hold that way. This Rambam holds that the rule that we have here on the board, that you're chayiv if you're missing these two conditions, is only limited to a case where the owner of the kalim is the one who created the bar. Created a bynus. This tal, he fell. But he created the bar. If the other person created the bar, if the other person caused him to fall, then he's going to be potter no matter what. In other words, the yisayit that Rav Shach is trying to bayis is that the Gemara's case is not in all cases. This Gemara's case that I wrote on the board that basically says that Yechayim, if you're Mayif Kira, Mayif Kira, and Hayalayif Manal Salgai, that Yechayim, right, the Jachayim. This is all Gemara. This whole column here is Gemara. This is the Gesugim and the Echzakah. This rule, Zoktav Shach, in the Kabbalah Rambam, this whole rule is only, the Gemara is only talking where he himself threw it down. Where the Balabar, this whole Gemara is talking with the Bala Hor is the one who threw it into the street. By accident, this Gala Pesheya. But the owner of the Kalim didn't. If someone else throws it into the street, all this whole doesn't apply. You put it totally, you don't have to clean it up. This, everything under that top line is Gemara. That top line appears to be Shitas Haramba. And Rav Shach brings from a Ramban as well, that if someone else throws my thing into the street, I don't have to clean it up. I'm not responsible to clean it up. How come the Gemara says
not following, it says spoken of time as yourself.
What's the Gemara saying? What's it did? What? Chai Salim, you want the Gemara says he's the life Karin? No. The Gemara here in the Amid Beis is talking what they want him. That's the wise man. That's what the Gemara in the Amid Beis is talking about. Gemara just the opposite. This whole Gemara is talking us lays man lochus. You'll see that's Rav Shach is going to come to explain this. You see this? So this is Rav Shach's yisayit, and this until here he brings b'shem Reb Chaim that this is the chiddush din, that the chiyuv to clean up is only when you yourself caused the bar, and not if you didn't cause the bar.
Why is he chayav on things that were damaged by him?
Damaged by him personally?
Yeah, after he falls.
Why is he chayav on things that he himself didn't get up? Is that other mamazik or bar mamazik? Someone lays down in the street. Someone lies himself, lies down in the street. It's other mamazik or bar. Not sure. Not sure. We'll be back. Now, This is the case that Rav Shach brings. This is the klal. He goes into another step. I'm not sure if the other step is needed. Let's see if we can come right back to our sugya and see how he plugs it into our sugya. By kaisel v'ilan shenaflu. By kaisel v'ilan shenaflu shesarav. The halacha is that you're potter. You weren't warned. It was a perfectly good kaisel v'ilan, you're potter. Why you potter? As I mentioned yesterday, Roy from Shainim, Roy Achrayim learned, you're an Inus, and Inus is Pata. The Rambam said a different lashon. The Rambam says, why Kaisel v'ilan shenaflu v'shesaravu, why am I Pata? Shaharei ain't chilas asiyasan l'nezik. The Rambam's lashon was, because ain't chilas asiyasan l'nezik, it wasn't originally made, it didn't originally was originally a mazik, and that's why you're part. So everyone's matriyah on the Rambam. The Gemara says, if you say Entchilas Yasim Lasim Mazik, you say Shariachiach. Shariachiach. And you can't say Entchilas Yasim Lasim. The Rambam is the Habamina of the Gemara, it's not the Maskon of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara said, if you say Entchilas Yasim Lasim, you say Shariachiach. So what's the Rambam talking about? So Shach is Masber based on this clown as follows. When your Kaisel V'ilan fall into the street, when it falls into the street, either you mafker it, or you don't have time to clean it up, everyone, the Rambam is mighty, you're part of the Serenitis. That is no question. You build a perfectly good tree, it falls down, it's mazik on the way down, or after it lands, it's mazik. That, there's nothing to talk about. That's your Serenitis. The question is, what about cleaning it up? What about your responsibility for it after it falls down? When it's on the ground and someone gets gemazik in it, do you have a responsibility to clean it up or not? On that din of after it falls down, what your responsibility is? That halacha. Let's see, what should be? What should be? Pashtus. If it falls by itself, it's the filas aimis. If I'm not mafker it, so then if I'm not mafker it, I should have to clean it up. I should be chayav to clean it up. If I'm not mafker it and was pnei l'sarkoi, I'm chayav. That's what it says in the Gemara Minyach Sakan. The Rambam is coming to tell us that if you weren't warned and it falls in the street, there is no chiyuv to clean it up. Shari ain't chilas asiyase l'nezek, he doesn't mean Gemara. Ain't chilas asiyase l'nezek, when the wall was originally built, it wasn't mazik. That's sharia chiyuv, that's a separate issue. The Rambam is saying that when it fell into the street, am I chayuv for its falling into the street? It fell by itself. I didn't throw it into the street. I built a tree. I built a wall. I didn't throw it into the street. Now, if you wouldn't have this Rambam, you would say, Pashit, if my tree falls into the street, it's the same din as if I trip and I drop something. I would say it's Pashit. If I don't clean it up, I have enough time, and I'm not mafker it, so then I'm chayiv. And that's the way I would say, Pashit, if you learn yourself this Baba Kama, that's what you come out. You're not mafker it, and you have time to clean it up, you're chayiv. So the Rambam, no. If you aren't warned, ain't chinas asiyasi l'nezik, meaning you're not responsible for it. Tefillah siyasi means it's falling into the street. It's not your mazik. It's not your mazik that fell into the street. It's like someone else threw it into the street. If someone else threw it into the street, if Shas finishes, then I don't have to clean it up. I'm not responsible for it, even if I'm not mafker it. Because this whole together of chiyuv that it says in Perek HaMiniach is only where I threw it into the street. So Zotrav Shaf, if I'm a Peshaya, they warn me, and then it falls into the street. That's the same thing as if I threw it into the street. That's the Tefillah Sasiyasi Olazi. When it fell, it's a stretch of the taich. Tefillah Sasiyasi, when it fell, it's already a it's my mazik. So I'm responsible for it. But if it fell ba'aynis, the Rambam wants to be mechadish more than what we know from our Gemara. From our Gemara itself, you only know that if it's mazik when it falls, that I'm potter. You don't know that if it's hefker, if I'm not mafker it, and I don't clean it up, according to the rule, I should be chayim. Kavanas Rambam is to say, no, you're still potter. Because if something fell into the street by itself, and it's your mazik, you're off the hook. This is Shitas Rambam, and comes out according to the Rambam, I only have to clean my things up in the street. Even if I fail in both of these things, I'm not mafker it, and I have time to clean it up. That's only if I'm the one who either put it there, the yodayim, even if I'm an oinus, or if I'm pesheya and I cause it to be there. But if it comes by itself, or someone else throws it into the street, then I'm totally put. This is the aside that Rav Shach plays ice. With this, he wants to explain our Rambam. What we gain is that the Rambam's minded to the main rule. The rule that this sugya is telling you oinus is part, the Rambam made it to that too. The Rambam is telling us a bigger chiddush that it's not for ourselves and nazik. You don't have to clean it up even afterwards, whether you're mafkid or you know. This is the way you work. This is what comes out from the sugya. Agar from this, it comes out that if somebody else throws your thing in the street, you don't have to clean it up. Now you should know that Taisis HaChavtes HaMidbeis is beferish bakert of this whole thing. Taisis HaChavtes says that you always must clean up your mammon in the street. Doesn't matter how it got there, even someone else threw it there, if you want, be after it. But if it's yours, you must clean it up. If you had enough time to clean it, you're chayiv. That's the Shitas of Taisis. Shitas Taisis. I think we passed on Taisis, I'm not sure. Which means that according to Taisis, you do have to clean it up. But like the Ramban, later in Aminiyach, and like the Rambam, the way Rosh Hashanah is explaining, the Rambam sheet is, you don't have to clean it up. You only have to clean it up if you're the one who put it there. Even if you put it there behind us. If you're the one who put it there. So if the first person trips, the second person trips over him. The din is, it's kilu, the first person put it there. The second person has no responsibility to clean it up. Kais of Elon that falls, so to speak, by themselves, and no pshia, I don't have to clean it up. This is the Yitzem Devarenu from the Seaside of Rav, and it's a bit complicated in the Cheshbon and the Sugya, but in the Dino, what comes out should be clear.